and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It's Election Day in Georgia.
Both Democratic U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker had simple messages and final campaigning before today's runoff election.
We've had incredible turnout during the early vote period, but do not rest on the strength of that.
Get people out to vote. Tell them to get out and vote.
More than 1.8 million people cast their ballots in early voting in today's high-stakes runoff. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Tens of thousands of people in Moore County, North Carolina, have a few days ahead without electricity after two power substations were shot up by one or more people on Saturday. CBS's Mark Strassman is there.
Trying to measure the impact here, I think the two words are disruption and discomfort. I mean, it's December. If you're in a house without power and temperatures dropped into the 30s, I mean, that house can get pretty cold pretty fast, and you might be able to tough it out for one night, maybe two. But by Wednesday or Thursday, if the power's not restored, you've got some grumbling people, and understandably so.
Russia is claiming Ukrainian drones struck two air bases deep inside Russian territory. One of the airfields houses bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Yuri Sak is an advisor to the Ukrainian Defense Ministry.
Considering that this is exactly the type of strategic bombers which Russia is using to carry out their missile attacks, their missile terror, we can only be happy that, you know, there's two less of those.
In retaliation, Russian forces unleashed a massive missile barrage in Ukraine shortly after announcing that Ukraine had hit the two Russian bases. The rise in reported cases of flu and other respiratory viruses is forcing some hospitals to restrict visitors. And now some medicines are scarce, says CBS's Naomi Rockham.
The surge in respiratory illnesses has sparked a rush on fever-reducing medications like acetaminophen and ibuprofen.
You were right. And deciding that, you know, the younger child who doesn't take ibuprofen very well, that we had to save the acetaminophen for him.
The Cow family eventually found medications online.
If you get a weird text about a post office package, it just might be fake. The U.S. Postal Service is sending out warnings, in fact.
Once you open the attached page, your personal information will go directly to the scammers. They may steal your identity or bank account details.
A survey of almost 75,000 employees in 121 countries has found that abuse in the workplace is widespread among those who say they suffer the most: young people, migrants, and women. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear span building at end-of-the-year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with highs around 32. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 17. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 33. Mid-30s Thursday and Friday with a chance for snow Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Oh, we're back on the air. Hey, and welcome back. On the line is the editorial director of Reactionary Times, contributor to Newsmax, American Thinker, and Townhall.com, ReactionaryTimes.com. Oh, yeah, it's Julio on Twitter, Julio Rivera. And Julio, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Tom. Nice to talk.
Sure. So Ann Coulter has now come out and said that the Republican Party needs to abandon Trump and embrace Ron DeSantis. She's doubling down on it. She says that Trump is just a rhino. And she says he is so done. He's on his last legs. There are so few Trump diehards. Trump won't be the nominee. I'm wondering, now Rick Wilson, on the other hand, he's a GOP consultant and for a long time. He says DeSantis has never been in a serious fight and that he'd get his clock cleaned and that Trump will be the nominee. So, A, what do you think? And B, who are you supporting?
Well, I'm going to do it backwards and I'm going to answer B first. First off, I will support President Trump against anyone other than Ron DeSantis. I mean, I think Ron DeSantis is a better candidate for several reasons. First off, he's taken Florida from basically a traditionally a toss-up kind of state. You know, you never really know which way Florida is going to swing. You know, obviously, when he first won the gubernatorial race, you know, he barely won. But he turned it into a 60-40 state. So, I mean, I think that in and of itself proves that the man is definitely making an impact. But the real issue, I think, is that Trump is either going to be destroyed by most media based on, you know, a lot of self-inflicted issues. You know, I mean, like Trump makes a lot of unwise decisions in terms of the people that he keeps around him. Obviously, we had this little blow up, you know, over the last couple of weeks, the whole thing with Nick Fuentes and Kanye West. And then Kanye went out and, you know, really made a you-know-what of himself on the Alex Jones show. And you know, supposedly that was orchestrated by Milo Yiannopoulos and whatnot. But Trump sometimes gets in his own way. I think that the comments that he made about DeSantis going into the gubernatorial race, which nobody had any idea that Ron DeSantis was going to win that big. I think that was dangerous rhetoric from him attacking, you know, Ron DeSantis for no reason. And Trump is basically low-hanging fruit for his enemy. You know, it's real easy to attack Trump. He was impeached twice. All the skeletons from the past that came up on, you know, the previous election cycle will certainly come up again. And I think Ron DeSantis is kind of a squeaky clean guy with the right values. And I think he's a better candidate. Although if he doesn't run, because Florida currently has a law that he'd have to, I guess, step down as governor if he wanted to run, unless they change the law. The Republican legislature is actually looking into doing that. So he may or may not run, but if he doesn't run, I'm happy to support Trump. I think he did a fantastic job and deserves another term. But I mean,
even though he's just said end the Constitution.
What was that? Say again.
Even though Trump just said end the Constitution, you would still support him?
I think that Trump did a lot of great things for America, and I think Trump has a lot better. And I listen, the Democrats have been going around and making end runs around the Constitution for years. I mean, I don't think that,
for example,
Trump said sometimes and gets himself in trouble with his mouth. I look at more of the man's action. You know, what did he accomplish as president? I think he did a fantastic job. He built an incredible economy. He did a lot of great things diplomatically. I think
he left us the worst economy since Herbert Hoover. What are you talking about?
No, he didn't.
He left us a complete disaster. The stock market was in the tank. You had 20 million unemployed people.
Trump, you're smarter than that. I mean, Tom, you're smarter than that, and I know that you're not going to insult the intelligence of your audience. We were in the middle of a pandemic.
I know.
And the pandemic was the reason.
And he responded to it terribly.
No, he didn't. I think he did. I mean, he did what he did with the information that he was given at the time.
You know, we're told that 300,000 Americans died unnecessarily because Trump wouldn't tell us the truth about the pandemic. He told Bob Woodward the truth, but he wouldn't tell the rest of us because he thought it would hurt his reelection chances.
No, that's not true at all. I think that we should have opened up the economy sooner, and I think we'd be in a better economic position. And he may have actually won the election had we gotten back to work a lot faster. I think that maybe some people were unsure economically, but the fact of the matter is, what has Joe Biden done in 50 years of government to give you any inkling that he would have managed the economy better than Trump? You know, just like I know, it had to do with the suppression of the Hunter Biden story. You know, and
Joe Biden has done a lot of good. Joe Biden has got, we've got better unemployment numbers than we've had since the 1960s. We got more people at work.
We have good news. Yeah, I will give him that.
We've got an economy that is just roaring along. We've got, you know, for the first time since the 1980s, you've got manufacturing companies bringing their factories back to America.
How come year over year inflation in July was worse than it was in 40 years? And it hasn't really gotten much better.
It's the same all over the world. Joe Biden is not in charge of that inflation. That inflation came about as the result of, you know, the economy bouncing back from COVID, just like happened with the Roaring Twenties.
Which is the cost of living in America is directly tied into the cost of energy. And he's done a lot to restrain the energy sector right from day one in office.
That's not true. He's been pumping the energy sector like crazy. I mean, he is rebuilding our energy sector. He is greening our energy sector.
Energy independent, and he took that away on day one in office.
No, it was Trump who took that away. Excuse me. When Trump came into office, we were not exporting petroleum. I mean, we exported over 20% of the oil that we drilled last year.
Listen, Joe Biden selling off the strategic reserves doesn't count.
He didn't sell it off.
So you're going to tell me all those barrels, those millions of barrels that have been sold to China.
It's going into the United States. The strategic reserve is better than it was at some points during Trump's presidency.
Do you know about the, obviously the investments into
Hunter Biden? This going back and forth here, Julio, it's fun sometimes, but I really did want to talk to you about 2024 and the White House.
Regardless
of who's running on the Republican side, how do you think, what do you think the issues are going to be that the Republicans are going to run on?
Well, they have to run on energy independence. They have to run on the economy. They have to run on from foreign policy perspective, I think things need to get better. I think we're making a lot of
investments. Let's drill down into some of those if we could.
Why did we spend more in this year in Ukraine than we did in any year that the Afghan war went on? We've given more money to that country than we even invested in our own war. Have we done that?
First of all, Ukraine is much, much larger than Afghanistan. Secondly, the Afghan war was basically a sham that, you know, George W. Bush pulled off in order to get himself reelected. Mullah Omar came to Bush and said, "I'll arrest Bin Laden for you, as you know, as long as you've got a third country, you know, not America, not Afghanistan, where he can be, and not a Saudi Arabia, where he can be tried impartially." And George W. Bush said, "No, I'd rather bomb the hell out of the second poorest country in the world behind Burkina Faso." That war was never a real war. Ukraine is actually under attack from, you know, another country that is committing obscene, massive war crimes left and right every single day.
I've heard some in the media about Ukrainians doing some stuff too. And who was it that bombed Poland, actually? That bomb that landed in Poland, that missile.
That was an attempt to stop a Russian missile. That was a surface-to-air missile. Yeah, it was an anti-aircraft or an anti-missile. Come on, Julio. So number one, you said energy independence. What does that mean? Does that mean more fossil fuels? Is that what you're talking about?
That we're as a result of his good policy. You know, because to me, I think from a policy perspective, look at, there's bombs dropping all over the place. Like, look at this mess with the railroads. You know, this is something that shouldn't have been. This should have been actually on the table leading up to the election. Nobody talked about it.
Oh, no, it started 5 years ago when Trump was president. That's when they started the negotiations.
Student loan forgiveness, which I knew was a ploy to try to steal the midterm. You know, I said this from the beginning that was not going to be something.
It would be in effect right now if it wasn't for Republicans suing in federal court.
But who wants it to be? That's
I
ridiculous.
Think anybody with a student loan.
It's going to cost American families $2,000. Each American family is going to have to pay $2,000 into that.
Oh, that's nonsense. American families aren't going to pay anything into it. They're just going to forgive the loans.
No, they're not going to forgive the loans. The financial institutions are going to be repaid. And they're going to be repaid.
The loan forgiveness doesn't work if you have private loans. It only works if you have government loans, sadly. I mean, you know, if it was private loans, I'd be all in favor.
That's the rhetoric that you guys spit around and try to convince young voters to vote Democrat when we're really doesn't work out for anybody.
They should. Okay, Julio, it's always good talking to you. Julio Rivera, thanks for being with us. ReactionaryTimes.com is Julio's website. You can also read his writings over at Newsmax, AmericanThinkerTownHall.com. On Twitter, he's Oh Yeah, YEAH. Oh Yeah, it's Julio. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. Who do you want to see running for president on the Democratic side? And how do you think the Republican side is going to shake? We'll be right back. Back about 4 years ago, Donald Trump, with taking a whole pile of money from big tech and Ajit Pai, the Verizon lawyer who Trump put in charge of the FCC, they changed the laws so that unlike any other developed democracy in the world, uniquely in the United States, your internet service provider can and does record everything you do online. And that's why I use ExpressVPN. In the United States, they can legally sell this information, ad companies, tech giants, or basically anybody who wants to buy it. And they do because of these changes in the law that Donald Trump made happen. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, sleek coasters and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. The Man Crates House Sauce Maker and the Watchmaker look like great gifts for me. Man Crates will be awesome for the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% with code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. FESTIVE50 FESTIVE50 is the code at mancrates.com. Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour down in North Carolina. Moore County is cold and dark right now. It's 30 degrees, and or it was overnight, and no power. And there was this woman by the name of Rainey, Emily Grace Rainey. She's a former U.S. Army Psychological Operations Warfare Officer. Who basically got bounced out of the military because she led the North Carolina, a North Carolina group up to the Washington, D.C. to invade the Capitol on January 6th. She runs a Facebook site called Moore County Citizens for Freedom. And she posted, that she knew who, what was going on. She knew why the power went out, that it was all God's plan and it had to do with that terrible drag show that was going on in town. The police interviewed her, and they came out today and said that they got together and they prayed with her. And then the sheriff said she has nothing to do with this. She just was talking through her hat. So, we'll see how this shakes out and where it is and what it's, what's going to come out of it. And I will keep you up to date with that. Also, in a column for the New York Times, editorial board Michelle Cottle today suggested that the Republican rival for Trump wouldn't be or shouldn't be, or whatever. You know, the real danger to Trump is not Ron DeSantis. And I think this is an interesting note. You'll recall that Rick Wilson, who for some reason has blocked me on Twitter. I'm trying to get my head around this. But in any case, Rick Wilson, Never Trumper, published a great, or was interviewed in, by The Guardian back in November. And it just had this great quote, which has just haunted me. Rick Wilson, who I mean, really knows Republican politics, this guy, he's a really smart guy. He said, has Ron DeSantis been to the rodeo? Has he been out there in the fight? Has he actually faced up against the full campaign of the brutality and the cruelty that Donald Trump will level against him? He has not. It's like he's walked onto the field on third base and thought he hit a grand slam home run. Even Trump in a weakened state still has an innate, feral sense of cruelty and cunning that Ron DeSantis does not have. Now, I'm inclined to think that Ron DeSantis actually does have that cruelty and cunning, and you see that in his having arrested 15 black people and paraded them in shackles in front of the police for voting while being felons after the state registered them to vote and told them to go ahead and vote. But in any case, in the New York Times, Michelle Cottle, as I said, a member of the New York Times editorial board, says DeSantis isn't the guy that Trump needs to worry about. The guy that he needs to worry about is Brian Kemp. Brian Kemp, you know, won the election in Georgia, walking away, and everybody thought it was going to be a really, really close race. And, you know, I think that you could argue that part of the reason why Brian Kemp won was voter suppression. In fact, I'd say a large part of it. But that just raises his cachet with Republicans. Hey, this guy has figured out how to suppress the vote, especially the black vote. And apparently he did. I mean, the black vote was down substantially in every single major city in Georgia. And, you know, this is right after, you know, Kemp had arrested some people for illegal voting, you know, black felons. DeSantis did. I mean, this is a thing, right? They're doing it in Texas. So, you know, what do you think? I mean, you know, could it be that there's a larger Republican field than we realize? I realize that, you know, people think that Mike Pompeo is going to be a player. I don't think so. You know, Mike Pompeo, the best he got was being a member of the House Freedom Caucus from Kansas, as I recall. And, you know, he was a toady to the Coke machine. But beyond that, and of course, he was our Secretary of State for a brief period of time. And then Trump, you know, was trashing him, too. So there's this Republican field out there that is made up of, you know, I don't see anybody rational. I'm not hearing, you know, and by rational, I mean somebody who at least thinks that we should defend the Constitution. Although Mitt Romney, the best of my knowledge, has not yet come out and condemned Donald Trump for saying that we should end the Constitution or ignore it or break it or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, where are the Mitt Romneys? Where are the John McCain Republicans? We used to call the Ronald Reagan Republicans, although I would say that Trump is the natural logical endpoint of Ronald Reagan's Republicans.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
The jury just began deliberations, by the way, in the tax fraud trial in New York for the Trump Organization. This is going to get interesting. We'll be right back. What gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique, quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit wineenthusiast.com or tag.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veterans guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with highs around 32. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 17. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 33. Mid-30s Thursday and Friday with a chance for snow Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program.
Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. Louise and I love Nature's Blend for Blue and Chewy because it's the best dog food ever. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruits. Dr. Marty's been called the miracle worker by Forbes because of how he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility, and dogs go bonkers for it. For the holidays, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out. drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Who do you want to see running for president? Suzanne in Dublin, Ohio. Hey, Suzanne. Your thoughts?
Before I get off on my political thing, I just want to share something I learned about Medicare Advantage, a disadvantage of it. And I was at the Ohio State University in the outpatient, and there was a guy there that was outraged because he had Medicare Advantage and found out that he no longer had drug coverage. He reached a cap, and they would no longer cover this drug he needed. And so I shared with him your program. But anyway, back to the political thing, my vote would be for Bernie and then Elizabeth Warren and then Joe. I think Joe's done a lot of good, but I worry about him selling up to corporate. And I was troubled during his campaign that he was against universal health care coverage. And I'm thinking even if there are a lot of Democrats that are for it, how could they possibly get it through when the leader of the party doesn't say it can happen? And I think if Bernie had been on the ticket, there would have been no Trump. And I think both political parties are extremely strong machines. It makes it very difficult for a third person to get on the ballot, as Ralph Nader well knows. I donated money to the Ralph Nader campaign. And he was not even allowed to speak at certain public places, blocked by policemen. And I think, you know, I'm a Democrat through and through, but I think if Bernie had been on the ticket, there would have been no Trump.
I think you're absolutely right that the anti-establishment vote, would have gone with rational Bernie rather than crazy Trump. I think you're absolutely right, Suzanne. Suzanne, thank you. Thanks for weighing in. Lynn in Long Island, New York. Hey, Lynn, what do you think?
Yeah, hi there. I think I'd like to see Amy Klobuchar and Stacey Abrams. I think a two-women ticket, it would be terrific. And I think both of the women are very clear, dynamic messengers and could work very well together.
Okay. Amy Klobuchar and, interesting. Okay.
Stacey Abrams, yeah.
Yeah, and Stacey Abrams. Okay, thank you. Alfredo in Mountain View, California, your thoughts?
Yeah, hi, Tom.
Hey,
yeah, my favorite candidate will be Stacey Abrams. She's very articulate, very intelligent, and Vice President Kamala Harris. I think it's time for women to be elected for president in this country and to play an important role like that. Yeah.
Well, that's essentially what the last caller said. I agree that it's time for a woman to be president. I think we've been testosterone poisoned for 240 years. Alfredo, thank you. Thank you very much. Kirk in Bakersfield, California. Kirk, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that the Democrats need to wrap up the nominating process before the summer starts so they can just get to campaigning right away like that. They need to make it quick as possible.
I agree, but it's not going to happen. The nominating process is not going to be wrapped up until, the late spring, early summer of 2024, actually.
Yeah, so. Well, they need to decide fast and get behind them candidates and just get out there and be powerful.
I agree. Do you have favorites?
I like Newsom because he's a fighter. He knows MAGA inside and out, and MAGA is who we're up against. It's not Trump. Trump's the easy one to beat. It's all the other ones that are hard.
Yeah, I'm not sure that MAGA is what we're up against. I think what we're up against are a bunch of billionaires who've been willing to support MAGA when it works to their benefit, but I think they're going to drop MAGA like a hot potato when they realize that it's working against the Republican Party, and they need Republican votes to get another giant tax cut or further deregulation of the fossil fuel industry.
Yeah, and in which case, the Democrats are just as guilty, but, it's they take as much money and all that, but...
Not true.
Not
true. The majority of dark money has been going to the Republicans. Yeah, there's way too much money floating around, but the Republicans have been champions at this. There's basically two Democratic billionaires out there who have contributed anything of consequence. There's dozens of Republican billionaires who have been pouring money into everything imaginable. But Kirk, I get your point. Thank you for the call. Jonathan in Seattle. Hey, Jonathan, your thoughts.
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to respond to one part of Julio's talk. So he was saying how the economic problems were part of the pandemic. And that's, that may be true, but I think one thing Trump doesn't get enough blame for is that he disbanded the NSC Global Pandemic Response Team in 2018.
You're absolutely right.
And that response team.
There was also there was the National Security Council inside the White House. There was also a pandemic response team in the CDC, as I recall, and he shut that. There were two of them that he shut down. I think the second one was in the CDC.
Yeah. And that team had scientists in the lab in Wuhan where COVID was identified.
Right.
So you want to blame the bad economy and the pandemic? Yeah, that's Trump's fault, too. And no matter what your political ideology is, when you vote in these people that are just straight up incompetent at governing, that's the outcome you get. So don't say, don't pretend this came out of nowhere.
Yeah, this, by the way, in my mind, was an opportunity that the Democrats really missed, having a congressional investigation into Trump's mishandling of the pandemic. That March 7th rant that I revisit maybe every 6 months or a year, or a year, where in March 7th of 2020, that was the day of the weeks before that, there had been all this, okay, we've got to shut down the economy and everything else, and that was the day that the New York Times and Washington Post and NPR, ABC, CBS, and NBC all led that day with the story that COVID was killing black people more frequently than it was killing white people. And that was literally the week that Donald Trump and his administration did a screeching U-turn and stopped saying, oh my God, we've got to do something about COVID, and started saying, we got to open the country back up. And Rush Limbaugh, by the way, was doing the same thing. And he came right out and said it. Hey, it's killing black people more than white people. But, this changes everything. That's literally what Limbaugh said. And I'm with you. Thank you very much for that, Jonathan. Melvin in Belgium. Hey, Melvin. And thanks for watching us on YouTube. Your thoughts as an American overseas.
Hey, Tom. It's glad to hear from you. I watch you every day. Long time listener.
Thank you.
My picks on... the presidency, if Biden doesn't run, Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar.
Interesting.
It's a women ticket. We need all women ticket. Hmm. I'm ready. We're ready for it. America's ready for it, and we need to do the right thing.
Interesting. Okay, Melvin, thank you. Leslie in Camino, California. Hey, Leslie, who do you think should be running?
Hi there. I'm on speakerphone. Do I need to shift over?
No, it's fine. As long as your mouth is close to the microphone, I can't tell the difference.
All right. My dream team is Adam Schiff and Katie Porter.
Oh, wow. Two great California members of the House of Representatives. They're both kick-ass politicians. They both would do a great job as president. So, okay.
I don't know why Adam Schiff's name hasn't come up earlier. He is brilliant, and when he was the manager for the impeachment, his final speech just brought me to tears.
Yeah.
He is an amazing, amazing politician. And the third backup is my heartthrob, Eric Swalwell.
Oh, yeah, he's good, too. I think that Eric Swalwell is going to, my prediction is that in the 2028 race, you're going to see Eric Swalwell presenting himself as Jack Kennedy. We'll see, though. I mean, you know, if a Democrat takes the White House, it's going to be a challenge for him. But I think that he's got big ambitions. He's also probably trying to position himself to replace your senator, Dianne Feinstein, your aging senator, who's almost certainly going to age out of the Senate. Leslie, thank you for the call. John in West Allis, Wisconsin. Hey, John, your thoughts.
Well, I'm wondering when Trump is going to start getting prosecuted. This is getting to be ridiculous. If what he stated just recently isn't seditious speech, I don't know what qualifies.
It is, but seditious speech is protected in the United States by the First Amendment.
Well, I thought there was a law stating...
If you engage in seditious conspiracy, if you have speech with other people that then leads to an attempt or an act to overthrow the government, then yeah, you've got a crime. But if you just stand up and say, hey, I think the Constitution sucks and it should be thrown out, you're protected by the First Amendment.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the other half of this is Mitch McConnell, just shortly after he voted hypocritically to acquit Trump on the impeachment trial, stated unequivocally that Trump is responsible for what happened January 6th, both physically and morally responsible, I believe is the way he put it.
Right.
I'm getting sick and tired of waiting for this guy to get prosecuted. Over the last 2 years, he's probably gotten himself $1 billion worth of free publicity just from the legitimate media alone covering the garbage that comes out of his either accounts or mouth.
Well, and he's raised close to $1 billion from public records. Plus, he just now got $4 billion from the Saudis and the Emiratis. Plus, his son-in-law got $2 billion from the Saudis, and we don't know, you know, how much additional money Trump got. I mean, basically, he's cozying up with foreign dictators, which is, you know, why it shouldn't surprise any of us, frankly. I think that he's saying, you know, we should do away with the Constitution. Donald Trump wants to be like, you know, Mohammed Bonsaw. He wants to be the absolute arbiter of life and death for everybody in America. He wants to be the ruler, and frankly, I think at one point he thought he would be a dynastic ruler, that his son would, Don Jr., would follow in his footsteps. This is like the Marcos family all over again. And they're back in power, by the way. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is what happens when countries don't remember how terrible their former leaders are. Now you've got Ferdy Marcos Jr. running the Philippines. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit
people know the Democratic Party is the people's party, and the Republican Party is the party of special interests, and it always has been and always will be.
One goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I've got two great ideas certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are. And both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things list. First, Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding. You'll be surprised, just like I was, about how soft they are. It's like floating on a cloud. They're not only super soft, they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. That makes them naturally temperature regulating, so the people who receive your gift will sleep comfortably year-round. Louise and I sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. And while you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. Save 40% now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, this holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you will get 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code T-H-O-M, promo code Tom, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. Picking up your calls, Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, Jerry, your thoughts?
Hey, okay, Tom. I'm actually on my way up to New York for a funeral. I just made it into South Carolina.
My
choices would be Gavin Newsom. I think he's a fighter. He represents youth, but he also, you know, he's seasoned. And my vice presidential pick would be, I haven't heard anybody say this yet, would be Joe Kennedy. though I know he made a big mistake trying to take that Senate seat. He's young, he's good looking, he's got the pedigree, the name, he speaks Spanish, and he could represent the future for the Democratic Party for the Generation Z. And I think you'd have two fighters, man, that'll knock the crap out of DeSantis. You know I'm coming from Florida. He can't make it nationally. The guy is awkward. In the debate, he'll get destroyed. And for the Hispanic gentleman that was on representing, you know, his website, the Republican Party, DeSantis won by a landslide because Chris ran a terrible campaign down in Florida. Terrible.
Yeah, I've heard that from several Floridians now. Okay, Jerry, thank you. Thanks for the information and your vote. Ron in Chicago. Hey, Ron, your thoughts.
Hi, how's it going, Tom? And thanks a lot for taking my call. I'd like to give out a personal shout-out for president to our governor, J.D. Pritzker. He has done a remarkable job here in Illinois in regards to a smooth, even hand of government. He soundly trounced his Republican competition in the last election, and I would like to see him paired up with Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. Mm. And I think it would make a formidable team.
Okay. I think
JB,
you're right.
JB has the ability to go into the high-end wealth area with a personal fortune of close to $4 billion out of the Hyatt Hotel concern, but yet he is shown to be a man for the people type of candidate, and I think that he's actually looking at it. So don't be surprised if you see an Illinois, Indiana competition coming in for 2004. Of course, if that's it, Joe doesn't want to run.
Yeah, of course. So you think it might Joe be Pritzker versus Pence? Is that what you said, Indiana versus Illinois?
Well, if Pence wants to give it a shot.
Oh, by Indiana, you were talking about Pete Buttigieg, because he was the mayor of. Yeah, okay, I get it. Ron,
South
thank
Bend
you.
Mayor. South okay. Bend Mayor.
South Bend, that's right, South Bend, Indiana. Thank you, Ron, thank you for that. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey, your idea, your thought?
Yeah, hi. First of all, I think that Joe should run again, but Camilla Jayapal, that's how you pronounce it.
The chair, yeah, the president or chair, I guess, of the Congressional Progressive Caucus.
Right.
She's good.
She's got that smile and personality. She has that disarming smile that could disarm Putin.
And, I doubt that. it could disarm a lot of American voters. I don't think anything is going to disarm Putin, sadly. I think he's going to be his own undoing.
But. Right. And then I guess followed by Pete Buttigieg. Mm-hmm. Tom, are you familiar with the term chronological ethnocentrism?
No.
Oh. It's the idea that everything in the past was bad and things only get better.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, you don't care about the past, and you don't want to know about history because you've got this notion that everything always gets better.
That's kind of the American norm, isn't it?
Yeah, right. But to forget the past and not learn from it and not realize there were times in the past when things were better. I mean, I think for me and you, the 60s and 70s were better than now.
Well, it was certainly a better time for the middle class. I mean, before Reaganomics, you know, took a bite out of the middle class. Bill, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It wasn't as good a time for many minorities, though, and we need to acknowledge that. So if we're going to try to recreate or bring some of those lessons from the past, we need to be sure to pick the right lessons. Oh, my. We will be back with Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the whole next hour. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC,
and the FHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's